Sometimes we go through a rough patch, and instead of running away, we make a good choice and plant a seed in that place. But then for a while, it feels like nothing's happening. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we chat about reaping God's harvest in your life from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet that I'd love to send you to help you grow and flourish during the difficult times in your life. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? Have you ever planted a seed into some dirt? There's something that, well, frankly, it's a bit unnerving about this simple transaction. You take the seed. Invariably, buying seed costs you something. You put it into the dirt and you cover it up and it's gone. There's a little kid inside each one of us that wants to sit there and say, okay, I planted you, I watered you, where are you? Now, we're patient. We give it maybe 30 seconds, a minute maybe. Come on, grow, you little sucker. Where are you? It's true, isn't it? We expect instant results. When something in our lives isn't quite right, sometimes we have the good sense to sow a seed into that place, because we know that as we sow, so shall we reap. Maybe it's a broken relationship. We sow some small act of kindness. Maybe it's a boring job. We throw ourselves into a project with new vigor. Maybe it's a rebellious teenager. We do something that says, I love you. And then we expect instant results. But life's not like that. When we plant that little seed in the dirt, it's going to disappear for a while. And that while can seem so excruciatingly long, can't it? So we have some problem, we plant a seed and we wait. Let's explore that time of waiting just a little bit more together today. A seed is such a simple little thing. I mean, God's made some amazing seeds, you know. All different plants have different seeds. Some of them are big and impressive, but by and large, they're pretty small. Jesus spoke about the mustard seed, which was the smallest known seed to humanity at the time. And so you look at this little seed, it's about a millimeter round, it sits in your hand, in the palm of your hand, and you look at it and think, it is so small, it is so unimpressive, this little round ball, but inside is a complex DNA soup. Inside this dry brown little shell, this container of life, is the most massive potential. That mustard seed is going to grow very quickly into a big, mighty mustard tree. You get some bulbs of daffodils and you plant them, and eventually at the right time, sometime towards the end of winter, the beginning of spring, a new shoot comes out, and then this beautiful flower comes, and then it dies and goes brown and they multiply. In a few years, you've got a garden full of daffodils. Seeds don't look much, but every flower that will ever grow is already contained inside a seed somewhere. When you survey the landscape of your life, your finances, your home life, your work life, what's going on inside, we all have areas where we would love to see a harvest happening. We'd love some relationship to be healed. We'd love some financial situation to be dealt with. We'd love a harvest somewhere in our life. You know, that's entirely normal. And even though we don't plant it, even though we don't feel like it, sometimes we have the wisdom to go out and plant a seed. We curb our spending, we discipline our finances because we want to deal with our financial situation. But let me ask you a question. Are you going to be debt-free overnight? No. It takes time, doesn't it? Even for the first green shoot to appear, it takes time often to turn a situation around. And it's the same for a farmer. The farmer takes the seed, plants it into the ground, and it's a tense time. It's a huge investment. Everything has to be just right. The moisture, the food in the ground, everything has to be right. And he just has to plant the seed in faith. There's a wonderful passage in Genesis chapter 26. It's about Isaac, Abraham's son. There was a famine in the land, and he wanted to run away. It was the land of the Philistines. But God said, no, don't run away. Don't go down to Egypt. Settle here in this land. Live here as an alien, and I'll bless you. So Isaac did. He settled in this place called Gerar. And that year, he sowed seed in that land, and in the same year, he reaped 100-fold. See, we often want to run away, Because we look at the things we have at our disposal and we think, you know, I've got nothing useful here. I can't change this situation. There's nothing I can do, because the things that we seem to have in our hands seem so ordinary, so unimpressive, just like that little seed. My marriage is falling apart. So I can be kind to this person that's my wife or my husband. Big deal. See, seeds invariably look unimpressive. So we sow a seed and nothing happens. And again, we sow a seed and nothing happens. And again, we sow a seed and nothing happens. And again, we sow a seed and a storm comes. You know what we do? We give up. Because we live in a world where we expect instant gratification. We live in a world where we expect it to happen all right now. See, I knew that stupid sowing a seed thing wasn't going to work. Pah! We walk away in disgust and angry. We give up petulantly. But just a few centimetres under the surface, the seed hasn't given up. With all the advances in science, we just don't know. We don't understand how this little brown thing brings life. But it does, because that's God's plan. Because God put inside that seed a whole bunch of potential, and the whole point is when the seed comes up, it's going to bear fruit. Just like Isaac's seed, he reaped 100-fold. God's plan is that we plant a seed and it will grow and it will bear fruit. But we live in an impatient McWorld. We want to walk into the hamburger joint and get a 2 all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun right now. We walk away so often before the seed that we've planted puts a little shoot up through the ground. We plant, we nurture, we water, and God gives it life. Maybe it's a difficult teenager, and you just can't see how this teenager is ever going to grow up. Maybe it's a tough marriage, and it's been going on for years, and you just can't see. Maybe work is driving you nuts, and it's hurting, and you're slogging your guts, and you can't see. Sow a good seed radically in faith. Water it. Nurture it. Stick with it. Don't walk away. Sometimes we sow and we water, and it can be months, even years, before it seems to shoot. Nothing happens. Or worse still, things get worse. But God sees. God blesses. Under the surface, in that place where we can't see, in that dark place, that seed is about to put up a little green shoot. Because that's what God meant it to do. I encourage you, Isaac wanted to run away. He wanted to go down to Egypt because there was a famine in the land, and God said, no, stay there. Don't go down to Egypt. Settle in this land that I will show you. Reside in this land as an alien, and I will bless you. That's God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Isaac planted the seed in the famine. What an amazing step of faith. And that very year, he reaped 100-fold. As we sow, so shall we reap. Life is not always easy. And when you're going through one of those difficult times, it can feel as though you're completely on your own. Frankly, it feels as though God's left you on your own with absolutely no idea of when he's going to show up again. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you, listen to this, grow and flourish during the difficult times in your life. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's Word right into the struggles of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.